Welcome. My name is Example. Welcome to the I Am Example podcast. Here we're going to inspire you. We're going to motivate you. We're going to push you. We're going to build you. Any obstacle that you ever encountered, you can overcome by believing in yourself. And here you're going to discover that strength. We're going to teach you how to hustle. We're going to teach you how to grind. We're going to teach you about all those things. Keep it locked in and stay tuned. Welcome to the I Am Example podcast, and I'm your host, Example. If you're trying to reach us, you can email us at iamexample456@gmail.com, and there you can send your recommendations, opinions, and requests. And you also can follow us on Instagram at i_am_example456 to get your daily motivations and inspirations, you dig? You also can follow us on YouTube because we upload the podcasts there at IAmExample456. Go there and like, share, and subscribe to the channel. And also for those Android users, if y'all having trouble downloading the podcast or subscribing to the podcast, download your application, the CastBox application, and type in I Am Example Podcast, and the podcast channel will pop up and you can subscribe to the podcast, you dig? And we're going to get right into it, all right? The example of this week is Louis Farrakhan, you dig? He was born in my hometown, the Boogie Down Bronx, stand up, you dig? He's 84 years old. He was mentored by Elijah Muhammad, and I use him as the example of the week because, again, he displays the principles of manhood to me. You understand? I'm not a Muslim, but I understand the principles that they stand on. That's what gets me, is the principles. And it's so rare that you get to see men who actually have principles, loyalty, honor, pride, you dig? Especially in this day and age, you dig? So that's what I look up to, and that's what I admire. That's what I saw in my role model, who is Malcolm X. You dig? He went from Malcolm Little to Malcolm X. Perfect analogy. In jail, in prison, to this man who's prideful, who has honor, who has dignity. You understand? And upheld his beliefs and stood on his beliefs. That's what I respect. You understand? Louis Farrakhan, he's one of the elders. He's 84 years old. It's rare that you get to see a person live to see 84 years old. And don't look like he's slowing down or stopping no time soon. Still giving speeches, still giving lectures, still talking, still teaching, still being impactful in this day and age. You understand? If you listening to the podcast, go listen to some of his interviews, go get some of his perspectives and understanding, and you know what I'm saying, and just teachings and stuff. And you don't have to, again, I'm not advocating for Islam, but I am advocating that every man, regardless of color, should be standing on some forms of principles, honor, loyalty, dignified, and prideful. You understand? And in my culture or in the people around me, those men display that. And that's how come they're added, or they're essential to me. You understand? So y'all go check out Louis Farrakhan interviews and stuff. He did a great interview with The Breakfast Club. So go ahead and check him out with Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy, and Angelique. So y'all go ahead and check him out. All right, we're going to get right into the podcast. The title of the podcast is Dead Presidents. Yeah, that's that old Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt, Dead Presidents, you dig? When I hear that beat, or when I'm speaking dead presidents, it just puts me in a whole nother vibe, especially as I get older, right? Because it's just like, it's a baller, it's like a quiet baller vibe. Like, I don't have to front, I don't have to put on these I don't have to walk in $1,000 shoes. I'm good with these Air Force Ones, but I'm still getting this money. And it just took me so long to just have that to get that mindset, because being raised where we were raised at, or where I was raised at and stuff, it was just like, you have to be shining all the time. You have to put on the show all the time. You understand? And it's just like, let's use example for clothes, right? When I was pretty much growing up, Vans was the thing. It's a leather coat that cost almost $3,000. You understand? And I wanted one so bad, but first off, why am I spending $3,000 on a piece of clothing that is not going to be worth $3,000 in 10 years? Because nobody's wearing Vans now. Nobody is wearing those coats now. They coming back. They trying to come back, or they are. They're being recycled again. But who had $3,000? Why would you spend $3,000 on a piece of clothes? You understand? Money doesn't look like that. I remember that it was clothes, rims, systems, and stuff like that. Yo, real money don't look like that. Real money looks like I have 10 houses. Those houses are going to appreciate. I spent $10,000 for each house. In 15 years, I can sell each of those houses for $50,000. That is real money. Those are dead presidents. I could be sitting on a beach making money, you know what I'm saying, off of my investments. That's real money. That's how come you hear the laid back beat. That's what I take from the song, or from the beat. It's a real laid back beat. Like, yo, I don't have to shine. So what if my car is old? It depreciates soon as you drive it off the car lot. If you pay $50,000 for a truck, soon as you drive it off the car lot, it's worth $42,000. And God forbid if you customize the truck, it is worth less. You understand? A Rolex. You understand? People, during a certain period of time, they would customize their Rolex. But if you was to buy an OG gold Rolex, in 10 years, it'll be worth more. It appreciates. That's the presidents that I want to represent me. And a lot of people are not going to understand that, and that is okay. But my grandkids will understand that. My great-grandkids will appreciate that I had the foresight to be on some, I don't need no 28-inch rims, but I can buy this Rolex in 20 years. It'll appreciate if I don't do nothing to it. If I bought it for $10,000 or $15,000 in about 20 years, it'll be worth more than that. I don't have to put diamonds in it. I'm not going to put diamonds in it unless they're the Rolex diamonds. You understand? You start changing your perspective and understanding what real money looks like. Now, I look at the person who put 30-inch rims on their car, and I ask myself, yo, do they own houses? Do they own businesses? Do they own anything that's going to appreciate with value? I'm on that real baby boy, that dude from Baby Boy type stuff. It makes me question in a whole different light. Yeah, I can have a Benz, but I own a house. And if I have a Benz, it will probably be a Benz that appreciates in value. You understand? Now, how many times have we grown? I remember this one time. Living in the projects, growing up in the projects. Dude pulled up in a Bentley, I think it was a Zor. I'm not sure the make or the model of the Bentley. But it was like a spaceship in the hood. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, yo, dog is getting that much money. He pulled up in a Bentley, dog. That's when Bentleys was hot. The coupe joint. The same Bentley that he pulled up in. You know how much that Bentley is worth now? He probably paid $150 if he was I think he was leasing it. But that Bentley at that time was probably worth $200,000. You know how much that same Bentley is worth today? Probably $30,000, less than $50,000. But when he pulled up, it was like, oh my God, it's a Bentley in the hood. Like, I couldn't believe it was like a rap star or something. But now, me being a grown man, it's like, yo, dog, you spend that much money on a car and it's not even worth a quarter of that now? You understand? Those are dead presidents. that the mindset of having money across generations is true dead presidents. Yo, I don't have to shine right now, but when my grandchildren are shining, when my grandchildren or great-grandchildren can pick up the business where I left off and take it to the stratosphere, take it out of places that I never even perceived it going, that is what I live for. I am a simple dude. As long as I have a nice car and a nice watch, I'm good. And the car probably is going to be 5 to 8 years old because cars don't appreciate in value. I keep telling, and my watch is probably a simple watch. I just like watches. But everything else is going to an investment for my great grandkids, my grandkids. I'm not worried about me. Daddy and uncle, I'm good. That's what my mentor taught me. You understand? I give him a lot of acknowledgement because I took to everything he said like a fish took to water, because it was always there. Nobody just would cultivate it. Nobody would put the you know what I'm saying? Nobody would put the energy and the work into me to cultivate my mindset. It was already there. He just cultivated it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you don't have to be no baller, yo. Like half of those dudes that put on the jury be fake, the cars be leased, they don't have their own house. Whenever they die, that's when their legacy die. Look at the people who own NFL football teams. Their legacies didn't die. Look at the dude who owns basketball teams. Their children picked up where they left off at. It's generational wealth. Don't worry about you. You just plant the seed and make sure your kids know how to cultivate the seeds that you planted, the businesses that you planted. Understand? And now I said businesses. I don't just have one. I have different ones. But my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren can pick up on any one of them and take it to where I just never thought it can go. But I planted the seed, and I find comfort in just planting the seed because I never had seeds planted for me. My mother, my grandmother didn't even make it out of elementary school. My mother never even made it out of high school. I was fortunate to make it out of college, but my mother made sure that I went to college and graduated from college. You understand? She planted those seeds in me, and now I'm taking it a step further. My sons will have businesses to run when they get older. They know how to build businesses from scratch. My grandchildren will learn that aspect of it. You understand? So that's how real money looks. That's how real money moves. You understand? Now I have 3 steps to identifying real money. Right? The first step is money is silent. A dude driving, I'll give you an example, right? The dude, when I was growing up in New York, it was Chinese restaurants. We never seen a Chinese person call. We never knew where the Chinese lived or anything. They probably lived in a mansion because the stores that were there 30 years ago are still there. Money is silent. You don't know the millionaires, the 100,000, the people making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. You don't even see them or hear about them. The dude that's fronting with the $400,000 house, the $40,000 car, is living in debt. He is not living. He is not money. He is debt. That's what we should strive to be. Money. Money is real silent. You don't even know it's there. But they building off of that generational wealth. I know a Chinese spot in New York. I know a pizza spot in New York that been there for 50 years. I know the owner that... No, it had to be more, longer than 50 years because it was there when my mother was a teenager. I know the owner that started that pizza spot is not working there now. You understand? That is money. You understand? That's the generational money that is silent, that you don't even think about. But in retrospect, you see it. Yo, this spot been here for like 60 years, 50 years. I mean, I'm pretty sure the spot is paid for 3 times over. So who's running it now? And why are they still open? Money is silent. You don't even hear it. It's like a whisper, but it's there though. You just have to listen for it. You understand? The second step is you have to learn how to plot your path. And then you will see. And when I say plot your path, you have to look at where real money is. Once you realize what real money is and who has it, you have to learn how to plot your own path to get to that same, not the same destination, but to follow the same blueprint that was laid. Oh, so they had a business there for 60 years. What do I have to do to have a business for 60 years? And where do I have to go? Plot your own path. But you have to peep what the money is and how it is and who has it. And then plot your own path and execute your own path. And then that's the last step. You have to execute. Don't express. The person that probably started that pizza parlor didn't go to people and say, yo, I'm about to start a pizza parlor and I need funding, I need capital. He probably took out a loan, or he probably saved up some money from somewhere and started on himself. I started one of my businesses on my tax refund. I took my tax refund, I put $1,000, $1,500 away, and went out with that and flipped it. When I say flipped, I made exactly the amount that I invested. So I put in $1,500, I think I made $3,500, $3,000. But you have to execute. I didn't go and say, yo, I need $1,000. I waited the whole year until I got a tax refund and flipped it. I ain't go to no bank, I ain't go to no cousins and talk to them about what I was about to do, because they'd probably go over their head and stuff like that. So I just made the move. I executed. You understand? Because I seen people, they weren't going to no banks asking for money. I just seen people executing. I remember this one dude, I asked him, yo, how do you buy houses? Where do you get the finances? Motherfucker said, oh, he just said, I just buy them. How you just buy them? We was working at the same job. He just said, I just buy them. So I just went out there and executed. I ain't care. I know I couldn't compete with what was being sold or who was buying, but I went out there and shot my shot. And I hit. You dig? So those are the three steps. Money is silent, so you have to peep out where the real money is. The second one is, once you peep it out, you have to plot your own path. And then the third one is, you have to execute. Don't express. You know what I'm saying? You have to move. You have to go get it. Once you get it, then you execute it. You be silent. People know that you getting that real money. Or they won't know, because they won't hear. You dig? So if you're trying to catch us, you can email us, or if you're trying to contact us, you can email us at iamexample456@gmail.com. And then you can give me your recommendations, opinions, and requests. And you also can follow us on Instagram at @I_am_example456 to get your daily motivational and inspirational quotes, entrepreneurial and business. And you also can follow us on YouTube at @IAmExample456. Go there and like, share, and subscribe the channel. You dig? And also, for those Android users, you can download CastBox and type in I Am Example Podcast, and the podcast on the channel will pop up, and you can go there and subscribe to the channel. You dig? So remember what dead presidents is, and how to push your dead presidents, and how to see your dead presidents. You understand? You ain't got to shine. You just shine on your own. I'm going to get out of here. Y'all be safe.